Hello and welcome along to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. I'm your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
If you've been struggling with anxiety or know someone who has been, then this podcast is for you.
Today, we're going to be covering some more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.
Ready? Let's dive in.
Are you thinking, keeping up a diet is so hard? How do I stop myself from getting cravings? Can cheat days help me to stick with it? Long-term change can be a challenge, and that's why we've come up with this video. How to stick to a diet, the C's of seeing it through. These four tips will not only help you to stick with it, but turn it into a lifelong habit of healthiness. My first tip to help you on your way is creating your own convenience. I do this through cooking in bulk and freezing. I've mentioned this before in how to save money on food. However, it also applies to staying the course. Having a stockpile of bulk cooked meals makes a huge difference on those nights when you don't feel up to cooking. This can be as simple as just cooking a bit extra or as hardcore as a massive stockpiling mission. I did this the months leading up to my son's birth. It was brilliant. I do it for convenience and to stay away from pre-made food. Now, pre-made food is often highly processed, full of preservatives to lengthen out its shelf life. Making it from scratch and freezing it is often a much healthier option. This way, you have food to grab when you're in a rush and know it's the sort of food that's good for your body. Some of my top cook and bulk options are beef and mushroom stew, or any slow cooked meal really. Throwing all the ingredients in a slow cooker. When you get home, you have hot food and leftovers to freeze for lunches or a quick dinner on a busy day. Now, chicken thighs are pretty good. Pre-cooked and then frozen. I sprinkle salt and pepper and garlic powder and bake them in the oven for about 40 to 50 minutes. It's pretty easy to heat up some veggies or make a salad to go with it. I even made paleo pizza bases I found online, covered them with toppings and froze them. This was an awesome, quick and easy, yummy treat when I didn't feel up to cooking. Talking about treats, this is an important area when it comes to sticking with a healthy diet. This is a big part of my second tip. Getting to the core of your cravings. Treats can make or break sticking to a diet. That's why I prioritize making healthy options for my unhealthy cravings. I'd say the real trick to this is to figure out what it is that you are really craving. Is it the crunch, the chew, the sweet taste, or the savory tang? If you don't figure this part out, the alternative you make is unlikely to cut it. For me, I craved gummy bears. I came to realize it wasn't so much the sweetness as it was the gelatin texture. So I made a paleo alternative with some gelatin and fruit juice. This helped to start with as a bit of a transition. Then I took it a step further by including more gelatin in my diet. I did this by using more bone broth in my cooking, as well as collagen hydrolyte in my morning smoothies. Since eating more gelatin-rich foods, my gummy bear cravings have almost completely died off. I think we often believe our bodies are out to get us, pressuring us to eat unhealthy food. When I moved to the way of eating we call path, I started listening to my body and its cravings more. Not taking the first option it presents, but looking deeper into what it's really needing and desiring. By providing for that, I now move through cravings rather than feeling like they control me. When making a treat, I try to lean into healthier options. I try to use fresh fruit, raw honey, real maple syrup for sweetness. I also like to include healthy fats like avocado, coconut oil, and organic butter. Here are some of my favorite treats to make. Popcorn I popped myself in ghee, covered in organic butter and some mineral salt. Chocolate made from cocoa powder, coconut oil, honey and vanilla essence with nuts and dried fruit. Chocolate mousse made using avocado for the creaminess. I find I come and go off my different treats. I think that's okay and part of the process. Now, some of my treats can be challenging to make or take up quite a bit of time to prepare. I find it's a good idea to have treats that are less accessible. When the cravings start to dwindle, it gives me pause about whether I want to keep making that time-consuming treat or just grab a piece of fresh fruit. However healthy the individual ingredients of a treat might be, most often they're in a quantity that's not ideal. It's best to have them infrequently. So treat yourself on occasion. However, cheating is a whole different thing, which I'll now cover in my third tip. Cheater's cave, creating craving-free cupboards. Maybe you've come across the idea of having a cheat meal a week, or maybe even an entire day of cheating. The idea is that for that meal or day, you can eat whatever you like. People suggest this helps you stick with a diet. My opinion may not be popular. I believe cheaters cave. Now, don't get me wrong. I definitely think you should treat yourself through healthy options that satisfy your cravings. What I'm talking about is eating food you know to be unhealthy. Food that goes against your healthy life choices. Eating doesn't just compromise the diet, cheating compromises your own healthy goals. In almost all other areas, I feel we understand this. You want to have a healthy long-term relationship? Cheating one day a week is not the way to do it. You're trying to build a healthy relationship with your body through the food you're eating. The other thing is that even if you only have one cheat meal a week, I've noticed the obsession that it can come from that one meal. Fantasizing about what you plan to consume on that day can spill over into the rest of your week and affect your supermarket shop. You hopefully started eating this way by throwing out all the food you plan to never eat again. So you don't want to spoil those efforts by going and buying those exact same things and bringing them back into your house and your cupboards. Don't cruise around the supermarket checking out all that food you said you weren't going to eat anymore, planning and purchasing what you might have for that meal where your new healthy principles don't apply. I found this just maintains the desire and the taste for those foods. In contrast, if you can avoid them entirely, you can recalibrate how you experience food. We now find sweets pretty sickening and broccoli sweet. Instead of creating a new lifestyle which will become easier and more normal for you, by cheating, it will stay just a diet and not a long-term change. Now, it will really help to have supportive people around you, helping you to stay faithful to your new way of eating. My next point is create culinary community. Find your people, people who eat the way you do, and support your healthy life changes. If you want to change to a healthier way of living, it can be hard when you feel alone in it and isolated by it. That's why connecting with people who eat how you eat is so important. People who you can have meals with and share recipes. It's so nice to hang out with the person who got us started on this way of eating. The feeling of camaraderie is great, and it really motivates us to stick with it. There are all sorts of online communities, so there's no excuses if you don't know anyone personally that eats like this. As a bonus, we want to address how to stick to a healthy diet on the weekend. So firstly, I'd suggest you steer clear of using one of those days as a cheat day. This is not going to help you stick with it. Rather, it may derail the rest of your week. Use the extra time you may have on the weekend to cook in bulk, so you don't have to cook as much during the week. Decide on a special treat meal that sticks to the diet guidelines. This may be a little bit more time consuming to make or have slightly fancier ingredients to help you feel excited by the diet. Eating healthy can feel like luxury if you make an effort. I hope these tips can help you to stick to your diet. More importantly, I hope they change that diet into a permanent healthy lifestyle. I see this as the real goal of these tips. Together, we can achieve healthier bodies and minds. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Anxiety Specialist podcast. That's it for this week's episode. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to click the follow button and please do share this with your family and friends. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. That's at Anxiety Specialists. And if you're interested to learn how you can live an anxiety-free life, you can get our epic Anxiety Reducer Guide absolutely free, so you can get started right away on getting your anxiety back down. Just grab the link in the show notes. Feel free to message us and let us know what you'd like to learn next. I am your host, Michael Burrows.
And I'm Becky Burrows.
And we're going to be back next week with more tips, strategies, and insights so you can get the anxiety-free life you deserve.